Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, communicating to consumers about how the beef industry is sustainable. John Butler on that in just a moment.
If you're looking to lock in a floor price on your livestock, USDA is offering the Livestock Risk Protection Program to both cow-calf and stocker feeder operators. Coverage is based on a number of head, sex, and projected sale weight. Best of all, no margin calls, brokerage fees, or minimum contract sizes, and no upfront cost to you. Take the risk out of your cattle operation today. Call Dakota Moss at Livestock Risk Services at 580-618-2174 or visit LivestockRiskServices.com for more information.
With the high cost of fertilizer, water, and other inputs, there's never been a better time for the groundbreaking iGrowth ImmaFlex sorghum production system. Herbicide-tolerant iGrowth grain and forage hybrids from Alta Seeds paired with the weed-fighting power of ImmaFlex herbicide from UPL can help you improve your crop production efficiency and make the very most of your sorghum acres. Visit sorghumpotential.com/start today to lock in your seed. Always read and follow label directions.
John Butler with the Beef Marketing Group, feedlots in Kansas and Nebraska, feels that when it comes to our sustainability story, Butler believes that we are doing a pretty good job of explaining our sustainability efforts to consumers.
We just really have to roll up our sleeves and get to areas that, you know, an old guy like me is not necessarily used to, and it's in the arenas of social media and being able to get to influencers that impact this changing consumer that we've got, and understanding their demographics and telling them that our product is not only nutritious and safe and wholesome, but that we really are positive contributors to this whole sustainability conversation. And we've got to do it through good communication avenues to get that message across, because there's others that are on the other side of the fence that are working hard to get us out of business, that wish that animal food production just wasn't a part of a lifestyle at all or part of our culture. And so it's a big job. Education's a big job, and we've got to do it through really proactive communication.
John Butler says they've been able to get additional data information coming in to the Beef Marketing Group, their feedlots, which allows them to have more ways to determine their carbon footprint.
That's important to our packer that we work with, is Tyson Fresh Meats. It's important to them. It's also important to their customers. So what we're able to do now is to communicate things that we're able to do with the Uplook program to these customers and the customers' customers, which are going to provide input into their ESG report, ESG, Environmental, Sustainable, and Governance. And when we can contribute to that, all of a sudden there's value to those company stakeholders, which we believe generates back to us being a valued supplier.
John Butler mentioned something called Uplook. This is put out by Elanco. It's designed to help crunch a lot of data information, which will help cattle operations compute their real-time carbon footprint.
We're sort of the guinea pig, and what we did is we took sort of the information system product that they've already got called Benchmark, where they're collecting a lot of data, raw data from our feed yards, and then regurgitating that and producing reports for us that we can use in management. And now then, they've taken that data, which includes the feed that we feed, how we flake the corn, what ingredients go in there, the weight of the cattle coming in, how much water the cattle consume, all of these kinds of data points, and actually developing reports for us around things that are important in the sustainability space, like methane emission, for example. And we can tell, it's really interesting, because we had a feed yard that the tornado came through it a year and a half ago. And this is this project goes back 2 years. And we could tell when that mill went down, we had to go to crack corn for a while till we got the mill back up. And the carbon footprint went up, because we weren't able to use that technology of rolling the corn. So that's an example of things that we can learn from. Yeah, it's not going to be perfect all the time. There's going to be environmental issues that come up. But if we get that information, now then what can we do to improve? And so it's really exciting, because we've never had this raw data, this raw information before to help us be challenged as management to get better.
John Butler on Elanco's Uplook. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 19th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise starts at 7:30, video auction at 8 a.m. They'll be offering over 31,000 head, 7,650 feeder steers, 6,700 feeder heifers, 4,000 wean calves, 5,300 calves on cows, and over 6,500 beef dairy crosses. All the details are available at SuperiorLivestock.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.